pages 49 through 56 of Baby's Own Aesop by Walter Crane, read by Dennis Sayers in Modesto, California for LibriVox, Fall 2006. Turn to page 49. The Porcupine, Snake, and Company. Going shares with the snakes, Porcupine said, "The best of the bargain is mine." Nor would he back down. When the snakes would disown the agreement, his quills made them sign. Moral: hasty partnerships may be repented of. The Bear and the Bees. "Their honey I'll have when I please. Who cares for such small things as bees?" said the bear. But the stings of these very small things left him not very much at his ease. Moral: the weakest united may be strong to avenge. Turn to page 49. The Bundle of Sticks. To his sons, who fell out, father spake, "This bundle of sticks you can't break. Take them singly with ease, you may break as you please. So dissension your strength will unmake." Strength is in unity, is the moral. Turn to page 50. The Farmer's Treasure. "Dig deeply, my sons, through this field. There's a treasure." He died. Unrevealed the spot where 'twas laid. They dug as he bade. And the treasure was found in the yield. Moral: productive labor is the only source of wealth. Turn to page 52. The Cock, the Ass, and the Lion. The ass gave a horrible bray. Cock crowed, lion scampered away. Ass judged he was scared by the bray, and so dared to pursue. Lion ate him, they say. Moral: don't take all the credit to yourself. The Ass and the Lapdog. "How master that little dog pets," thinks the ass, and with jealousy frets. And so he climbs master's knees, hoping dog-like to please. And a drubbing is all that he gets. Moral: asses must not expect to be fondled. Turn to page 53. Fortune and the Boy. A boy heedless slept by the well, by Dame Fortune awaked. "Truth to tell," said she, "hadst been drowned, 'twould have surely been found this by fortune, not folly beset." Moral: fortune is not answerable for our want of foresights. Turn to page 53. The Ungrateful Wolf. To the wolf, from whose throat Dr. Crane drew the bone, his long bill made plain he expected his fee. Snarled wolf, "Fiddle-dee-dee, be thankful your head is out again." Moral: some characters have no sense of obligation. The Fisherman and the Fish. prayed the fish, as the fisherman took him, a poor little mite, from his hook, "Let me go, I'm so small." He replied, "Not at all, you're the biggest, perhaps, in the brook." Moral: a little certainty is better than a great chance. Turn to page 54. The Herdsman's Vows. A kid vowed to Jove, so might he find his herd, and his herd did he see soon, of lions the prey. Then 'twas, "Get me away, and a goat of the best take for fee." How often would we mend our wishes, is the moral. The Horse and the Ass. Overladen the ass was. The horse wouldn't help, but had time for remorse when the ass lay dead there. For he then had to bear both the load of the ass and his course. Moral: grudge not help. Turn to page 56. The Ass and the Sick Lion. Crafty lion, perhaps with the gout, kept his cave where, to solve any doubt, many visitors go. But the ass, he said, "No, they go in, but I've seen none come out." Moral: reason from results. End of pages 49 through 56 and end of Baby's Aesop by Walter Crane. This recording is in the public domain.